Well, South Africans are keener to get vaccinated, but many still need to be convinced. That is the paper published by Professor Ronel Berger, who's a professor of economics at Stellenbosch University, joining me on the line now. Ronel, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It was really promising to read that now we are at a comparable level, I suppose, to higher income countries such as Australia and Germany, as far as the number of people who are indicating that they are willing to be vaccinated, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's incredibly encouraging, especially that based on the Ipsos survey in December last year, we were at 53%. So being witnessing such a rapid increase to 76% vaccine acceptance has been quite remarkable and I think very encouraging. And as you say, I think symbolically it also is fantastic to see us moving from a point where we were neighbors with America and well below the OECD countries to where we are now, where we vaccination acceptance neighbors with countries such as Japan, Canada and Australia. It is indeed very encouraging. And I think what I should also mention is it is very likely that vaccine acceptance levels would have risen since, because our survey was conducted between 6 April and 11 May this year, which was a time when we still had a substantial amount of uncertainty about vaccinations, because it overlapped with the pools and J&J vaccinations due to concerns about blood clotting. And also, we must remember, it was a time when vaccine registrations for those 60 and over had started, but vaccinations had not. And we know that the actual vaccinations tend to also normalize vaccinations and allay a lot of the social media fear. We've seen that in other countries.
Well, we've seen in the age group 35 to 49, which was allowed to register, I think from last week onwards, the demand for the vaccines, and the Department of Health reporting on a daily basis an extraordinary number of people who are showing up at vaccination centres without an appointment to get vaccinated. However, in your study, you found a large gap between the people indicating that they would take a vaccine to actually getting them onto a vaccination center where they will get then a vaccine. What do you attribute that gap to?
Well, I think that's very interesting, but not very surprising, because internationally we've also seen that. Academically, it's often called the intent action gap. Vaccine acceptance is interpreted here as a proxy for intent. So in our survey, we see about 78%, slightly higher than for the whole group, 78% vaccine acceptance among the group that is 60 and older. But then up to the 4th of July, which is about 2.5 months, we've seen only over 50% of registrations for that same group. So the question is, why would we see 78% of the 60s and older saying that they want the vaccine, but so much lower levels of vaccine registration? And there are a couple of reasons for that, and they're important to pay attention to, because that can help to boost the translation of vaccine acceptance into actual vaccinations. And the one reason that's often given internationally from the literature is that people flip-flop between acceptance and not accepting. But the great thing is we've conducted the same survey amongst the same group of people about 2 months ago. So we can see that there's broadly a very large shift towards vaccine acceptance. It doesn't seem to be... There's some people changing their opinion, but they're a very small group. So the two other explanations that are often offered for the intent action gap would be uncertainty or trust issues, and I think that is a factor, and then also convenience and sort of the time cost burden. And I think those are the issues that we need to pay attention to improve our intention action gap. What's interesting, if we look at the provincial patterns in electronic vaccination registration, is Limpopo has very high levels of vaccination registration for that age group. And what's interesting is they had a very different approach, where they went door to door with community health workers to register, which would have helped the convenience of registration. They had vaccination sites that were close to communities. And then lastly, they helped boost trust in the vaccinations by registering religious leaders and royalty first, which I think, given the profile of Limpopo, a very religious, traditional society, it would have really helped to boost confidence. And
no doubt. Ronel, we're going to have to hold it there. Thank you very much, Professor Ronel Berger, professor in the economics department at Stellenbosch University. The title of the paper, South Africans Are Keener to Get Vaccinated, by Many Still Need to Be Convinced. You can find that on theconversation.com.